Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music.
I must have been out of my mind.
to give me strength, baby.
This is just amazing for me. I love the sound of Los Angeles Records. And I want to thank you for tuning in today to our show as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here on Soul Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And I have my co-host on the line with me and a good friend and a member of Lakeside, T. Meyer McCain. What's going on, T?
I'm fine, man. I'm doing good. Everything is moving. And I'm so glad that you have this this program, the Sound of Los Angeles Records, man, because a lot of these songs are classics, and it's just I'm proud to that I can say that I've been a part of this that movement, that, and it was more like a movement when Solar Records broke out on the scene. So yeah, I'm glad that you're doing that.
That particular song that you just heard, what I know memories are popping up in your head. Is there any that you could share?
It was just fun singing that song. You know me, I'm a strickler, or I'll say a stickler for good harmonies, and that's one thing that I've always liked about Lakeside Ballads. We really focused a lot on some good harmonies. We learned from some of the best throughout the years, from Motown producers, Frank Wilson, Norman Whitfield, and Dick Griffey from Solar Records, Soul Train Records, and Leon Silvers. So, and another guy years ago by the name of Eddie Thomas with Kurtom Records. So we have worked with a lot of good producers and songwriters, the Motown songwriters. Terry McFadden was one of them, John Fox, and many others. So we compiled a lot of things together that we've learned throughout the years, and knew how to learn how to write songs, do melodies, and my favorite was always singing harmonies. I love the harmonies. So, you know, all of that came in together. So with that particular song, I love the harmonies. I love the good job that Otis and Mark did on the lead vocals. And it just came together good. It captured a mood, and that's what we always try to do: capture the mood of the song, whether it's a party song, or if it's a ballad, you know, some kind of fun song. We try to capture the mood in our vocals, you know.
Wow. So I mean, good gracious, you guys, you know, you guys are my big brothers. So I've always looked up to you guys. Musically, just as men, you know, spiritually as well with you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate, you know, all of the things that just, you guys bring to the table, for us younger guys, like in Dynasty and the guys in the band with Shalimar and stuff. We all needed to be guided because we all were very young. Dynasty and Shalimar, we were the young guys, you know. That tour that we did with you guys, that you guys really blessed us. So just kind of share with me your thoughts when you think about the sound of Los Angeles Records. Like, what, you know, how did that company and Dick Griffey bless you?
Oh man, our lives was totally changed from the time. Well, first let me go back and just say that it was really exciting to see how Dynasty and Shalimar actually developed and became such great musician stars. You guys became such great entertainers on stage. It was just beautiful to see how you guys just grew, man. And next thing I knew, bang, you're there. Dynasty, bang, you're right there. Shalimar, you know, Midnight Star, all of these groups, you know, and then very unique Climax, all-female group. I mean, bang, that's Solar. That's the sound of Solar Records, man. And and you guys really, you know, and Solar actually changed all of our lives, you know, especially with Lakeside, man. We came from doing nightclubs and what they would call the Chitlin Circuit back then. A lot of these young people don't know what that means, but we paid our dues, in other words, you know.
Right.
And our lives really changed when Dick Griffey gave us he called us while we were at the rehearsal hall on Adams Street in Los Angeles, and he called and he said, I'm coming down there and I'm going to give you guys an offer you can't refuse. Now let's back up a little. When he said that, it was because there were a lot of producers trying to you know, grabbed Lakeside. You know, at that point it was Norman Whitfield with Motown and Frank Wilson with Motown, and Norman Whitfield left Motown and formed his own label called Whitfield Records, and he really wanted Lakeside. I mean, he was almost at every one of our gigs and come backstage, and he was really trying to make friends. Well, Frank Wilson, we knew from a few years ago, and we would, you know, work with him. I was really a Frank Wilson fan because he produced one of my favorite singers, Eddie Kendricks, back in the day with the Temptations, and he produced the Temptations. So I was already kind of a fan of his, and I was also a fan of Norman Whitfield because he produced the Temptations and, you know, brought in Cloud Nine and all those other big hits. So just being a part of Motown was exciting for me, but things changed, man, because they were trying to get Lakeside to sign with them, and Dick Griffey had already did a lot of things for the group without us even having a contract with him. I mean, he would put us on shows, and he would handle a lot of things for us in the industry. And he just did it for us. We weren't even signed to him.
Wow.
And so he gave us a phone call and said, "Look, I want you on my label. I'm coming down there. I'm going to give you an offer you can't refuse." And he came down there and he gave us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Oh,
and that offer, you know, that offer, man, was to allow us to write our own songs, produce our own songs. We started off co-producing with Leon Silvers for the first two albums. And then after that, we broke out and produced our own album, or, you know, people would say CDs, but our own album. And that became our biggest hit. Fantastic Voyage was on that one. Mm-hmm. And we had hits before, you know. Our first album was we had All the Way Live was a big hit for us. And that put us on the map with that strong bass, you know. So when he gave us that offer, and that totally changed. So we went from doing nightclubs and all that to forums, you know, big giant places. We had to make a lot of adjustments in our shows. We had to make, you know, I did the choreography for the group, so I had to make our movements big, you know. In nightclubs, you don't have to do that. You just do what you do. But on a big stage with a large thousands of people in the audience, I had to change our way of dancing.
And that's what we did.
Yeah, Thomas Shelby and myself. And actually, I got pulled into it because I didn't want to do choreography. I just I was like, show me the steps and I'll do it, you know. And but Tommy, we got him in the group, and I was happy we had gotten him in the group because he was a dancer, well popular in Dayton, Ohio, and I knew he could dance. And I said, okay, here's our choreographer. But he wouldn't hardly do anything unless he pulled me into it. He said, come on, T-Martin, what do you think about this and that? And I'm like, go and just work it out, Shelby. You know, Thomas, we always just called him Shelby. You know, that was William Shelby's brother, right?
Right,
and we just said, work it out. Just work it out, Tommy. But he wouldn't do it. He said, come on, look, okay, what do you think about this? And then I found myself just getting into it. No, don't do this. Let's do this. And we just start going back and forth. And the next thing you know, it just became our job. And most of the time it was me working with somebody. If I wasn't doing a choreography with Thomas, then it was sometime Otis would pitch in. I'd pull him in if Tommy wasn't available. And I would do a lot of it myself, you know. So
So do you, when you see them performing, you see Lakeside performing now that, you know, you've gone into your ministry, so you're not with them, but periodically you will do shows with them. When you see them perform, or if you perform with them, are they still doing any of the same choreography?
A little bit of it. They're not moving around like they used to. You know, they're not doing steps. They're still moving around, and they're still an exciting show. But you know, it's not so much structured with choreography like like the way I like it, the way I had it. You know, everybody had to stay in their slots, you know, wherever I was at, and I had places for people, the other four three singers, and everybody, when we're doing our steps, we had to stay in our slots because that made everything look good.
Right.
You
right.
know, even our facial expressions was a part of our choreography.
Okay.
You know, so.
Wow.
So, but
wow.
now, you know, they're just out there, they're having a good time, and their show is still exciting and everything. Not like it was, of course, with the original, I mean, the real original Lakeside, you know.
Right.
It wasn't like that back in the day when I was in it and Mark was lead singer and all of that. That was the beginning. And, of course, they wouldn't be able to capture that, but they have captured their own. As time went on.
Awesome. Now let me just ask you this. So I'm gonna back up again. So, you know, okay. So Dick Griffey makes you guys this offer that you can't refuse, right? But to have Norman Whitfield on the other side, this guy that wrote all these hits for Motown, and he has been coming to your shows and everything, and just loving on you guys the best as you could. I mean, how do you did you guys have to think about it, or was Dick's offer that good that you were like, yeah, we got to do this?
So Dick's offer was that good because with Norman Whitfield and Frank Wilson, you know, they were from the Motown stable. So Norman Whitfield wanted to do everything. He wanted to write all of our songs and produce all of our songs and use whatever musicians he wanted to use. And the same with Frank Wilson. So we did release an album on Motown. I mean, no, it wasn't on Motown. It was on ABC Records, because at that point Frank Wilson had left Motown and went to ABC Records, and he took us with him because we were part of his production company.
Mm.
So he produced an album for us on ABC Records, and he used mostly Motown musicians. He used Steve Shockley on maybe one or two songs. Fred Lewis played congas on a song, and that was pretty much it. The rest was Motown, you know, people. And at one point, he was talking about bringing in some females to do some background, and I said, Frank, that's not us. You're not using the band, and now you're going to bring in some more. No, we can sing all of that. Otis and I can take care of the highs,
because
back then they felt like men's voices were a little bit too heavy. That's why some recording artists back in the day always had females, like the Four Tops and the Spinners. You could always hear those female voices in their songs back in the day. Well, I didn't want to be a group like that. We can sing, so we want to sing our own, you know.
Right.
So those kind of things, you know. He ended up, Frank Wilson and Norman Whitfield ended up using Otis and myself on many other projects that they were doing, like Merle McCoo and Billy Davis. Frank Wilson produced them. We did the background for them. We did the background for Lenny Williams on his biggest hit, you know, we did about two albums or so, maybe two and a half albums with Lenny Williams. And then Renee Geyer, she was a popular European recording artist, and we did her CD or her album.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Norman Whitfield, going back to Frank Wilson, it was a group, a very popular group back in the day called New Birth. And Frank Wilson had them under contract with them, but the group had broken up. And the group broke up, but Frank still had to produce an album. So he called Otis and myself to come in and do the background. And we actually became New Birth because we did all the backgrounds for the whole album. The only person that was really singing on the album was the original lead singer, Leslie. And he sung the leads. But Otis and I did all the backgrounds. And then Norman Whitfield used us to do some people he had signed to his label. Willie Hutch, I always admired Willie Hutch. I admired his music, his voice, and Junior Walker, and a few other people that he was producing, and he had Lakeside to come and do some background for that. Mm. So,
wow,
you know, we did, you know, we did that. That was all of that was fun, but we were with Solar Records, because that's how we got our break. Our major hits came from Solar Records, you know, and we learned a lot from Dick Griffey.
When you guys made the decision that you're going to go with Solar, how did Norman Whitfield feel about that when you guys told him? Or, I mean, was it like, you tell him? You, how did you guys?
No, we really didn't have a meeting with Norman. He just, you know, he already knew that that we wasn't in agreement with his philosophy with how he wanted to do music for Lakeside. You know, he was saying, I'll guarantee you a hit, but he wanted to do everything. And we said, well, Norman, we would rather take our chances with ourselves, because we weren't in agreement with that, you know. And that's one of the reasons that we stopped working with Frank Wilson, because it was kind of the same thing. They wanted to do all the writing, and they wanted to do, you know, all the producing. But Dick Griffey said, hey, I'm going to just let you guys Lakeside be Lakeside. And, yeah. And that worked.
Wow.
You know.
Man, oh, man. So what was your favorite Lakeside song?
Now, see, a lot of people ask me that. I really don't have a favorite Lakeside song because at the time that, you know how it is, Wardell, when you do a song, whether you wrote it or not, if you do a song for, like, Dynasty, once you hear it on the radio, it's your favorite song, you know. So that's how it was with Lakeside. Once the song hit the airwaves, it became our favorite song. There were good experiences in the studio recording different songs, because when we went to the studio, it was always a party for Lakeside. We act crazy behind the mics, and Leon Silvers, I don't know if he still have those recordings, but he used to record us acting stupid in the studio, and he would play it back and be crying laughing, because we did some funny things. Otis and I would break out into our characters. It was mainly Otis and myself that was doing the crazy stuff that made him laugh. So he recorded a lot of that, and we always just had fun in the studio. And I don't know if he still have those. Next time I talk to Leon, I'm going to ask him if he still have those crazy recordings.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine. You guys. Hey, I have a question for you from Amsterdam. Do you miss going on stage with Lakeside? Do you miss that camaraderie and, you know, hanging out with your buddy?
That's a good question. As my life changed and I gave my heart more to the Lord, I didn't miss it because something had taken its place, you know.
Right.
Preaching, and I still kept singing for the Lord. One day I went to, I found out that Lakeside was performing. This was when Mark was still in the group. Lakeside was performing around my area at San Manuel Casino.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I hadn't seen the guys in a while, and I said to my wife, I said, hey, I'm gonna go and check them out. And I called Otis, and Otis said, yeah, I'm going to go too, because at that point, me and Otis was out of the group. And so Otis and I, we went to check Lakeside out, you know. Well, the next thing we knew, they called us on stage. And now, mind you, I hadn't been on stage in a long time, and I was like, wait. And they called us up there, and we got up there and just had a good time, man. It was like a big party. It brought back a lot of memories, and it was just a good feeling to just be on stage with my brothers, you know, and performing. It was cool. It was real cool. And then that went so well. Their next gig was in Los Angeles at the Greek, and they asked us if we would come there and perform with them. And We said, yeah, you know, because it was fun. And we went there and got on stage and it was fun.
Oh.
Fun again. But it was, but at the same time, it was something that I knew that I couldn't keep doing because I had to be faithful to my calling. And but it was still fun. And that wasn't the only time. They caught me one time when I was in Dayton, Ohio, and I didn't know that Lakeside was performing. And when I found out, I said, hey, I'm going to come down and check you guys out, you know. And Otis hadn't gotten back in the group yet at that time. So I went and brought brought my family. My two daughters was with me at the time and my wife. And so we went, and they said, well, T-Mar, we're going to call you up on the stage. I was like, no, I just want to see the show. And they said, no, we're going to call you up on the stage on the last song, which is Fantastic Voyage. And I said, okay, just don't call me up anytime earlier because I don't know the show, you know.
Right.
And so we went out there and they said, go on out, T. Meyer. And I was like, man, I don't know the show, you know. It's the same thing we've been doing. Get on out there, you know. And they pushed me out there and I ended up doing the entire show, you know.
Oh, my
and
God.
And once again, it was funny and it was a big shock to my my oldest daughter, because she always was around when I was with Lakeside and she went to many shows, but my middle daughter never really saw me perform with Lakeside, so it was a big shock with her, with Tracy, my middle daughter. And Keela, my oldest daughter, she's been around. A lot of people, you know,
she's
know
like,
her,
but daddy's a preacher. What is he doing?
Yeah. Well, at that time, I wasn't really a preacher at that time.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I was in the church. I was in the church. I was an elder at the church that I was in, but we hadn't started our own church at that point.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, and so, but each time it was always fun. But this time, if I go see them perform, I'm going to make sure they don't know I'm there. I'm just gonna watch the show, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna ask you, if you know, there is another or final Solar Galaxy of Stars tour, would you go and perform at a couple of those shows? With your label mates.
That's a good question. I don't want to say never, but I have so many obligations right now that it would be really difficult if they came in my area and on a day that I don't have anything scheduled. I probably would jump up on stage just for the fun of it, but that, as far as going on tour, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yes. Wow, man. Well,
if I went on tour at all, it would be to promote my single, you know,
right.
Jesus So Beautiful. Yeah.
Amen. Oh man, let's transition into that. You know, I know that you did put a single out, and so let's talk about that a little bit. How does it feel to do that as a solo artist, you know, put your own material?
Well, you know, it's a good feeling because after I left Lakeside, I was started singing with a group called Searchlight. And then after Searchlight, I just started focusing more on my family. So we would go in the studio and do a lot of singing, my wife and my kids. And then after they kind of grew up and everything and stopped more so focusing on them, I was like, okay, let me just start writing some songs for myself. And I've been writing a lot of songs for a long time. And then one day, Dana Myers came to me, and you all know Dana, great songwriter, producer, a very talented singer. And a lot of people don't know, he wrote a lot of big hits for Solar and also sung background vocals and stuff on a lot of big hits and stuff for Solar. But anyway, he came to me and he said, man, there's this record company that I'm involved with, and I know that you do gospel, and they're looking for a gospel artist. Do you have any songs? And I'm like, do I have songs? You know, yeah. And so I said, okay, yeah, well, you know, I didn't really think much of it. You know, I just said, okay, well, I'll send you some songs. I sent him about 14, maybe 15 songs, and they ended up really liking pretty much all of them, the majority of them. They ended up really liking. And Jesus So Beautiful was one of the songs, and they said that they wanted me to go back in the studio and do that one. And mm-hmm. I said, okay. And went back in there, and we did it, and it came out beautiful. Then I did a video on it. It's a video on that nice. Song also. And nice. It was released by – and here's the deal. It was released by Renegade Soul Records, who the CEOs and the of these companies is the same people that's the CEOs of Solar Records UK and Soul Train Records in the UK. And then Jesse worked with Dick Griffey, Kerry Lucas, behind the scenes, you know, of Solar Records. So it was a special place in her heart to do this in the UK. And Kerry Lucas, Carolyn Griffey, she's a part of it. Lucas Griffey, all of them, they're a part of this new move, this resurrection, in other words, of Solar Records, that's starting in the UK, but it's going to be all over the place. So, I still find myself in the same family of Solar.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I want to, you know, on Sunday, I want to make sure. Do you have it, your song in your system here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that I debut that one. I'm going to start to show off with that one on Sunday. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so, I as a man, you know, because it means just watching your, like, your integrity is so high, it's so good, and it's so beautiful to watch. And I know for you, you know, you see yourself differently, but, you know, it's what other people see, just like when people would ask Jesus, are you the Son of God? And he says, well, who do you say I am? You know, and yeah. It wasn't about what he said. It's like, who do you say I am? And it's so important, you know, how people see you. And so, and I see this amazing man that you are and continue to be, and have been such a wonderful blessing to me as a young man, and then as an, you know, as an older man. Now I'm a granddaddy like you, it's just, you know, it never stops, man. The way that you are is a true blessing to my life, and I'm so grateful that God saw fit to bring you into my life, and thank you for, you know, for fighting a good fight, man. And always trying to do the right thing. That is so important. You know, to be in the business that we are in, you know, where everything wrong is right.
Yeah.
And everything right is wrong. You know, it's hard to stand up for righteousness, you know. And so I'm just grateful that God, you know, made sure that you were in my path. And for that, you really, really blessed me.
And you know, I praise the Lord that he put you in my path. Because, see, that works both ways. You've been a blessing to me, and I thank the Lord that I've been a blessing to you as well. I like what you're doing even right now with what you came up with, Solar Records Radio. I mean, man, this thing is powerful. It's all over the world, and you are, you know, and you have a good, clean shows. And what you do on Sundays, the praise and worship thing, is just beautiful. And I just, you know, you're opening the doors, you're ministering to people's hearts and souls, and that's what we're supposed to do as men of God.
Right.
You know, so we're doing our reasonable service. And, you know, if there's more that the Lord wants us to do, we're open to do it. So, And that's where, you know, and that I know you feel the same as I do. That's where we stand, you know.
Yes.
I thank you for obeying the movement of the Holy Spirit to open up this radio program. The radio, well, this is actually a radio station, you know, that you have many programs on. And I praise the Lord that he moved you to open this and that you have many people on your radio station. And, it's a blessing. Yeah, very good.
And so can you tell people, you know, how they could follow you and your shows here? And I did mention that you have a TV show that you're going to be going into too. But so just kind of share out what you, you know, your, what time they can, you know, check you out. And so,
okay. So currently I have a program at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It's called UCA Radio. It's United Christian Ambassadors. And I say this on my show, every true believer of Jesus Christ, every worker, no matter what kind of work that you do, if you're being a light for Jesus Christ, you are an ambassador for the kingdom of God. So you are an ambassador for Christ. That program comes on at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And I play music and then I give a message. So it's called Music and a Message. It's UCA Radio where you will find music and a message. And I usually go pretty deep in the scripture. So it's a pretty powerful teaching that I bring forth. And then my wife and I host Christian Talk. And by the way, Wardell, that program is really growing. A lot of people have been listening in on Christian Talk, and that's on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone and keep in mind that this is a worldwide program. So wherever you are in the world, you can dial in or just listen from your computer. If you see the post of the particular show, just click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tosila. We call ourselves TNT. Just click on our post. And then you can listen from your computer, or you can dial in. And you have the number, 646-668-8537, for both shows. And okay. Christian Talk is growing. We're looking in May to start a television, Christian Talk TV. And so you'll be able to see TNT, T. Meyer and Tosila, as we minister and give the word, you know.
Amen.
And by the way, my song was number 11 on Spotify. Just wanted you to know that. So we're still moving strong, man. We're still moving strong, and I praise the Lord. He's opening doors this year, and we're trying to move forward, you know. Oh, and by the way, on Sunday we will have our first service again because, you know, because of the pandemic, a lot of churches closed down. Well, we weren't really trying to close down, but we were having our services in a city building. So the building closed down, so we weren't able to have our services. But after so long, man, we waited for the Lord to take us to the right place, and finally he did. We're in Upland, California. So if anybody lived in the Inland Empire or somewhere near, we're at 869 Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, and we're in an upper room. Our services will be in an upper room. It's a big room, and we're up there. So, and we like that name, the upper room, because that was the ministry that I came out of. It was called the upper room, and then my wife and I started Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. That's the name of our ministry. And we're at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. So if you're around, come and worship with us. I'm telling you, you will have a great time. You'll feel the Spirit, and you will move up to another level in the Lord, because we believe in truly teaching the pure Word of God. So if you're really serious about the Lord, come on. We welcome you with open arms. Anybody's welcome. So we open you, we welcome you with open arms. If you're serious about Jesus, we're serious about you. So that's how that goes.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. You know, is that north of Foothill?
Say what now? Is that what?
Is it north of Foothill, the address? Is it
north? No, it'll be south of Foothill.
Okay. All right. I love that street, too. Wow. I love Euclid. That's a beautiful street.
Euclid. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot going on, though.
I used to have a store over there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, in Old Town Upland. Right there, the mall.
Yeah.
Right in the mall there. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it has a cell phone store, a Lady Colgan store in there. It was great. And I had a recording studio in there, too. So it, and that's in that same building I started doing radio in that same building.
Wow.
Internet radio.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Upland. So, yeah. It's, but anyway, man, good gracious. Time is flying. And I just want to, I love you and appreciate you so much. And thank you for, you know, coming and sharing your story with Lakeside and then your story, your walk with Christ, and how much we appreciate you. And tell your wife, thank you for allowing you to do this. Because I know who the boss is.
Yo. Yes, she released me.
And so, oh, man. So, but we really do appreciate you coming on, man. Please, anytime, I would love to come on to one of your shows. And I'm hoping that your Sunday shows, you would be able to, put your radio, your show on your Sunday shows eventually after you get everything organized over there. I think that would be awesome.
Oh.
Here you go. Live ministry. I think that would be.
Whew. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's something,
Something to think about, right? We can talk about it.
Yeah, it is. Right.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to, we got the second half of the show coming up, so we're going to keep on moving. And I just want to thank you, T. Meyer, for blessing us and coming on and just sharing out.
Pleasure, man.
Anything in closing that you might want to share before you go?
Yeah, I just want to pray for all of your listeners, for all of your programs and your staff, everybody that take part in Solar Records Radio. I lift you up and I pray that these programs are a blessing to you. Some of them will help you reminisce with the old Solar sound, and some of it will bring you into a place with the Lord that we all need to be in this place. I want to lift up the people in the Ukraine that's going through some hard times, some very hard times. Lord, bless those people. Help them. Deliver them, Lord. Put a stop to this evil that's going on in that country. People losing their homes out in the street. People dying, young and old. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you intervene in some way and put a stop to this. Put a stop to it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. All right, guys. Well, here we go. Going into the second half of the show here. And I am going to close this out with a Lakeside song. All right. God bless you. And thank you again, my brother. We love you very much. Yeah. Oh, is there anything, can you share any stories about I Want to Hold Your Hand?
Oh, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Is that what
you
Yeah,
that. Huh?
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, yeah. I Want to Hold Your Hand. I'll make it very quick. That was a very controversial song because we had a lot of people that praised us for our arrangement on I Want to Hold Your Hand, and a lot of people that was very upset. Saying, how
really?
Dare you change that song? Yes, we got a lot of mail on both sides, males praising us for it and some that was just dogging us out, you know, because we dared to take a classic, a Beatle classic, and change it and make it soulful. So a lot of people didn't like
man.
It. But a lot of, but most of the people loved it because it stayed on the charts for a long time.
Well, you know, you have to see, that's what creativity is about, is allowing people to share their gifts. This is how I hear. I mean, people like Snoop Dogg just redid my song, right? And keep on
loving it. Right.
And it's a whole nother. I'm not going to sit there and critique him, and because it's not the way I would do it. Who cares how I would? I already put it out the way I would do it. Someone else.
Right.
Not the way they want it, would do it. You know, how could you be so selfish? Oh, man. But people do get attached to music like it's theirs, like they own it.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And if you don't do it the way I expect it to be done, then you know, who are you? Where you come from? You're too opinionated. And sometimes it's okay to say, I don't like it, but you can just keep that piece up. Oh, I like the other version, but that's cool. But you don't just go out there on a horn and start screaming it. That's a little unclassy.
Exactly. And you know what's so funny? another thing that was so funny about I Want to Hold Your Hand is that Paul McCartney heard it and loved it.
There you go. That's all it matters, right? But that's really the bottom line. As long as the writers are cool with it and the artists, you know, just not even the artists, but the writers. As long as the artists, the people that wrote it are good with it, then cool, you know. And so, but anyway, man, thank you again. And so I appreciate you, and have a blessed and beautiful Solar weekend. And thanks for, you know, coming on and blessing us today with your story. We appreciate you.
All right. You too, my brother. God bless you.
Okay. See you later. You might change.
so cool.
Shocking to me that he would be so, you know, it's like he's just consistent, and it's so good to see that in people, you know, that you can just be, you know, I can depend on you being who you are, you know, and that's just awesome. So thanks so much, man. God bless you, and thanks for coming on Soul Light Records Radio. We got about another 52 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. That was a very different type of interview because he's kind of like a co-host and person that I'm interviewing simultaneously. Oh man, so that was good. So I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. But we're gonna keep on going here. We're gonna keep playing some of this good music from Solar, and you know, just reminiscing back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, the music that came out of Solar. All right, guys. So here we go. This is a song I wrote for Miss Carrie Lucas.
Show me where you're coming from, baby.
holding it down on Solar Records Video. Hey guys, listen, I want to give you something to kick off your weekend. And for my friends, listen, this is a Solar Mix, and I want you to get ready for it because it is time to move, get on your groove, and let's get going.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together, and we're going to start your party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists. We'll be right back.
I'll be We'll be right back.
group, and we love Dynasty here at Solar Records Radio. Oh, man, if you guys didn't know, we have a single out, actually it's a dual single, so you have an A side and a B side, and that is on 45. So you guys need to go check it out at AustinBoogieCrew.com, AustinBoogieCrew.com, and you can get our new single, and it shot up the charts, and the second, the B side is going up the charts now, so we are so blessed and so excited that after all these years, after 33 years, you guys are still, you know, loving and supporting Dynasty's music. We appreciate it. And that is the sound of Los Angeles. We are so blessed that you guys enjoy this music that was created by all the artists, their special gifts that they brought to the table, and blessed Dick Griffey and his venture with this amazing music. So this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I want to thank you again for tuning in today, as I know you have many choices, and the fact that you're hanging out with us is a blessing. So we want to also make sure that we keep Ukraine in our prayers. Much love to all those beautiful little souls that are just out there, and God bless them and protect them. And for the souls that have been lost, we're praying for those souls. Well, God takes care of his babies, so we're not worrying about their souls. So, but guys, you know, we love you, and you know, it's hard when you lose your baby. That's not supposed to happen. So when I see these parents going through it, I know it's hard, and we're so sorry for your loss, and we'll keep you in our prayers, and we just pray that this comes to a quick end. It is ugly and disgusting, isn't it? And so, but anyway, guys, hey, don't forget tomorrow, Solar wants to dance. So come hang out with us as we're going to be working on that cardiovascular system and just trying to keep our, you know, bodies in shape. And, you know, so it's just boom, boom, boom right at you. 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern different. That's the only day out of the week that our schedule is different on Saturdays at 2 p.m., an hour earlier. So tune in and let's just have a good time together. We love you and appreciate you. Like I said, God keeps protect our listeners and keep them safe, and thank you for them. And guys, if you have a friend that, you know, that haven't tuned into Solar, please tell them to tune in to Solar Records Radio. Come hang out with us. We have a group page as well. You can go on Facebook and go to the groups and type in Solar Records Radio, and you will find us here. And you'll find some amazing people. We have some really good friends on this page. Anyway, much love to Astrid and Greg. Thank you guys so much for blessing us. You know, those are the people that helped to make this thing, this machine go, and we really appreciate them. And I also want to give a shout out to my special guest, T. Myron McCain, for calling in and blessing us, and we appreciate you. Shout out to my wife, Gayla Massey. Dr. Gayla Massey, she's working so hard trying to get things done. And I know she listened to the show. So much love, God bless you, sweetheart. Don't work too hard, steady long, steady wrong. But she's blessing those children with autism, and you know what, that's a beautiful thing what she does, so I'm so proud of her. And so keep up the good work. Anyway, so here we go, guys. I gotta slow this down because, man, I'm exhausted. I can't dance no more. I can't do it no more. But I want to slow it down because Solar, you heard that was like 20 minutes of just up-tempo songs, right, that Solar has released, you know. And guess what? I just found 6 platinum records that's old to me from the UK. I know 5 and a gold. And so I'm excited. No, okay, 4 and a gold and a silver. That's what it is. Oh, man, because I remember I said, wait, it was a silver in here. So it was 4, yeah, a silver and a gold. And so I'm excited. I can't wait to get my product from the UK. Ship it to me, please. You guys, stop playing around. And but anyway, yeah, the music, you guys, I mean, the records are still selling. That's the amazing thing. And so, you know, that it goes from gold to platinum and double platinum and on and on and on. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, much love. God bless you guys. And so I'm going to slow it down just a tad. We got about another 17 minutes in the show. So I'll come back on and say goodnight to you guys, but let's just kind of slow it down for a minute. So. Have a good time. Gotta make sure you have your sweatsuit on. You don't work out. It's going to be cold all over. Cold all over the United States. It's snowing where Don is right now. It's going to be cold the whole weekend. So let's, you know, get our workout on and so we can get that blood going so we can be warm enough to do whatever it is we need to do. And, you know, just do what our doctors tell us to do and take care of ourselves so we can be a blessing to our families. All right. So, guys, we love you and we thank you so much. I'm going to dedicate this next song to Ukraine. We appreciate you guys and love you guys. Take care. Good night. God bless. Talk to you later, Don.
All right. Good night, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen. Good night, guys.
It's